Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, one reason that Ukraine is not in NATO, and it should have been in NATO, is that Angela Merkel blocked it when it applied more than 10 years ago. She was the Chancellor of Germany. It's fair to say also that France blocked it too. The U.S. was in favor. If Ukraine had been admitted to NATO, and by the way, the country of Georgia, I'm not talking about Atlanta, Georgia, I'm talking about the country of Georgia in Eastern Europe, also applied for it. We should have admitted them both. There are a lot of naysayers and weak people nowadays who say, oh, well, maybe we shouldn't have admitted Poland and Latvia and Lithuania and Estonia into NATO. That just enraged Putin. Maybe it would have been better if we hadn't done that. And then he would not have shown his sadistic tendencies and gone into Ukraine. Give me a break. If we hadn't brought them into NATO, he'd be in Poland right now. If we had brought Ukraine and Georgia in, he would not have invaded them. He does not want to take on the United States. It is a significant error. Merkel, in my view, is not going to go down well in history. Everybody goes, oh, Merkel. Merkel was blocked Ukraine, which directly led to what's going on. She also admitted a million refugees from jihadist cultures without even calling the president of France and the prime minister of the UK. She knew very well when they came in they weren't going to stay in Germany. She knew very well when they came in that most of them would go to Paris and London. She knew very, very well that they would carry jihad to those places. Merkel is responsible for a lot of the destruction that's happened in Europe and certainly in Ukraine and Georgia. We go to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind? Wisco Paul.
Hey, good morning, Ben. Thanks for taking my call. Great show. Hey, my understanding is during the Trump administration, the money that was handed out during the pandemic to businesses, a lot of it, well, I guess over $1 billion was stolen. My understanding is that Trump got rid of a lot of the people that were supposed to keep an eye on this stuff. So, in other words, what was happening, people would call in and say, hey, I'm a business so-and-so. I have 20 employees, send me some money, and they just sent it out. So my understanding also is like billions, in the billions. I hope I got this right now. Maybe you'll have to take a little bit of a dive into this one. Billions of dollars were stolen because he didn't have the people to investigate this stuff. He'd gotten rid of them. Now, I hope I got this right. So a lot of people that were supposed to get this money, and I can't remember the name of it, but anyway, didn't get it, and the people that ripped them off did get it, and I hope they, some of them, I guess, are maybe being prosecuted. Anyway, that's maybe you better do some fact digging to make sure I got that right. So thanks, Matt.
Yeah, no, you did get it right. Let me give you the background. And the Justice Department has set up a team to prosecute that, and they are in the process of doing it. But remember, the first tranche of money, over $1 trillion, not B, T, with a trillion. Remember that when March and April of 2020 hit and people realized how bad the pandemic was, no one realized it before. In February of 2020, I was on vacation in Florida, came back, flew through the airport. No one had masks or vaccines. We didn't know. Remember, we'd heard about Wuhan. There were a couple of cases in Seattle. Then there was one in California. But suddenly, for instance, here in Wisconsin, I think it was right around St. Patrick's Day, like the 17th or 18th or 19th, Tony Evers issued a shutdown order, and everybody thought, holy mackerel. And then people in those days thought that it was transmitted on surfaces. So people would call in their grocery orders and then have the groceries delivered, and they put them in their garage and wipe them down with the cans with alcohol, all that stuff. No one knew that masks were a good thing, and nobody knew it was airborne. So in the context of that, a lot of restaurants went under. People didn't go to restaurants. And that was before they changed the law in Wisconsin where restaurants could take out orders, could include alcohol and mixed drinks. So these restaurants, we lost, I don't know, 30% of the restaurants in the state. People were out of work. They were suffering. And if something weren't done, it would have been a disaster. So there was a bipartisan effort, and it was well over $1 trillion. Now, you're right that much of that got stolen, and not the majority. I mean, the majority went to, but here's the problem. There was a limited amount of money, and it was administered to banks. And banks obviously favored their customers. And if you are a company, a large company, you can put in for it and have some accountant from your accounting department do it. If you're Joe Blow that runs a pizzeria and you're the bookkeeper and the cook and the receptionist and your wife and daughter are the servers and you have maybe, you know, some other employees, you get around to doing the books at 10 o'clock at night and they said, sorry, the money's gone. So a lot of smaller companies didn't get it. But here's some of the ones that did. A couple of Fortune 500 companies got it because they had an organizational structure that was involved with dispersing among subsidiaries. So they'd apply for a subsidiary, get the money. And one of them in particular gave it back when it, just because of the publicity. There were two brothers. One, they had a hedge fund. They did investments. And one, I think his compensation the previous year was $18 million and the other was $12 million, just for those two guys. But they hired secretaries and a few other people. They said, we have employees, they got money. Those may or may not be prosecuted if they were honest in their application and people, the banks just gave it to them, then that's just an example of a terrible abuse in an emergency situation. But there were many people, Paul, many people who cooked up fraudulent companies. They'd say, this is the ABC or the DEF supply company. And I have seven employees, and here are their names, and it'd be his family members or friends or sometimes just fake names. And I need to make payroll. Then they get the money, and they would just spend it on travel and luxuries and all that. That is a felony. That is a felony, and that is what's being prosecuted right now. Now, you can say, and a lot of people said at the time, well, why don't we have people put in financial statements? Under oath, you know, what they have and all that. We were in an emergency situation. If we had asked people to put in financial statements, look at all that paper, sort of like the IRS sometimes doesn't get back to you right away, the country would have collapsed. You depend on the good faith of the American people, and by and large, that's rewarded. The vast majority of it did go to people who kept their employees, who kept money in the system, and who kept our economy, the flow of money is like blood for blood pressure. If you dry up the money, the patient dies. But there were significant, and it wasn't just billions, it was tens of billions, Paul, who people did that kind of stuff, out of well over $1 trillion. So it worked, and then Biden came in and extended it with more guarantees. But you're right, that Trump got rid of the watchdog. Trump got rid of the watchdog because he breathes fraud in the air that he breathes. I mean, Trump does not care about fraud. So there you have it, Paul. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.